Welcome back. John from Donegal texts us to say, I feel like an indentured servant to the revenue commissioners. Yeah, I'm into that. And we're with you there on that one. Darren McGill writes to say that, or texts us to say, my grandfather, Seamus McGill of Dundalk, was the best man at Dermot Lynch's wedding and stood in for him at the wedding breakfast afterwards. It was great to hear more about him, and I look forward to reading the book. Well, 30 years ago tomorrow, an unsolved murder case in County Kerry dominated the Irish headlines for some months. A newborn baby boy was found stabbed to death on White Strand Beach at Carrisaveen. The investigation and the public tribunal of inquiry that followed was a source of controversy. It opened up a wider debate about the treatment of women in Irish society, as Lorcan Clancy found out.
In many ways, the Ireland of 1984 was very different from the Ireland of today.
Matters had eased a bit since, we'd say, the 50s, 60s and indeed 70s. But still, yes, a single woman unmarried, giving birth to a child, it would have been frowned on.
Journalist Michael O'Regan covered the Kerry Babies case for the Irish Times.
One has to bear in mind, the Ireland of 1984, in a way, bears no relation at all, in many respects, certainly in terms of social mores, to the Ireland of today. The first public discovery of a body, so to speak, was in a place called the White Strand in Carrisaveen in South Kerry. The body of a baby was discovered, washed up, clearly had been stabbed.
The local Gardaí were assisted in their investigation by an elite group of detectives, then known as the Murder Squad.
Now, they would have been based in Garda headquarters in Dublin and investigated some very high-profile cases. They were called in. They obviously did a trawl of the hospitals and all that, and they found there was a patient in Tralee Hospital who had given birth, and there was no indication of where the baby was. Inevitably, Joanne Hayes and her family were brought in for questioning.
Confessions emerged from the interviews with Joanne Hayes and her family. Their statements implicated them in the murder of the baby found at Carrisaveen.
Charges were preferred against the Hayes family based on these statements. Now, in the meantime, Joanne Hayes had said, look, I did give birth to a baby who died, and the body is on the farm in Abbeydorney, which was in North Kerry, where she came from. The Gardaí, for some reason, didn't go out to the farm with her, although she offered to take them out to the farm. Then the body of her baby was discovered. This, of course, would have stunned the Gardaí because they were investigating the killing of a baby washed up down another part of the county. As well as that, blood tests showed that her married lover could not have been the father of the Carrisaveen baby. Hence, the Garda case really was collapsing. And on the instructions of the Director of Public Prosecutions, the charges against Joanne Hayes and members of her family were struck out at Tralee District Court.
This ruling gave rise to considerable public concern about the statements from the Hayes family on the Carrisaveen baby.
The then Minister for Justice, Michael Noonan, set up a judicial tribunal of inquiry that sat for 82 days in 1985. The Gardaí had advanced the theory, or reality, I suppose, as they would have seen it, that Joanne Hayes had been impregnated by two different men and had given birth to two babies by different fathers. Now, this was known as the superfecundation theory. But obviously, given that the judge said she had only given birth to one baby, that argument was not accepted by the judge. It started a debate in many ways on the role of women in society and sexual mores. That came about because of what some people perceived was the very rough treatment given to Joanne Hayes in the witness box. Some of the cross-examination was quite strong. It dealt a lot with her personal life, her relationship. And women's groups in particular were particularly put out about it. There was a big demonstration outside the tribunal by women's groups from all over the country. Neighbours of Joanne Hayes from Abbeydorney, North Kerry, also protested outside the tribunal. And commentators generally were getting very uneasy about the tone of the questions. And Joanne Hayes herself did get quite unwell at one stage in the witness box, and a doctor had to be called. The judge's report was published in October 1985. It said that the baby found at the Hayes family farm was born inside the farmhouse and died after Joanne Hayes had put her hands on its throat to stop it crying. Now, this was a conclusion strongly rejected by Joanne Hayes. The report also found that she was not the mother of the Carrisaveen baby and that she gave birth to only one baby. The report criticised several aspects of the Garda handling of the case, although, crucially, and this is very important, it exonerated the Gardaí from any ill-treatment or physical abuse of the family. Now, there was inevitably huge media coverage of the report at the time. An Irish Times editorial on the day after the report was published, it was critical of some aspects of the judge's report, and it said that it was especially unsatisfactory that the report failed to explain how the detailed statements from the Hayes family, telling precisely in details, which were now known to be false, came to be taken in Tralee Garda Station and at the Hayes farmhouse on May the 1st and 2nd, 1984. I think it was an influential factor in bringing a greater level of equality for women, because it did jolt a complacent Ireland, I suppose. An Ireland, by the way, as we now know, with an underbelly of scandal. So, yes, I think it was a significant moment in Irish social history. Ireland was going to change anyway. And, of course, the pace of change in Irish society some years after that just accelerated. But certainly the Kerry Babies Tribunal was a significant milestone in ushering in a more equal society for women in Ireland.
Lorcan Clancy reporting there. Difficult to believe that all happened just 30 years ago. I noticed in a reproduction of the front page of the Irish Times yesterday that the tribunal was expected to cost £1.5 million. I reckon we were very innocent in those days. 82 days for £1.5 million in retrospect seems like pretty good value.